Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. We're going to get through this one pretty quickly because there is a game of footy about to start and it's going to continue for the next, I think, three Thursday nights, Steve.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, John. Well, are you a fan of Thursday night?
I don't mind watching it, but it's pretty hard when we've got to do a podcast at the same time.
It's not great for fantasy, let's be honest.
No. It's good just to lie in bed, just watch the footy, but yeah, it stuffs up your whole fantasy week, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, imagine if like, you know, your team's playing and they lose on Thursday. Like, usually if your team loses on Friday, it just ruins your weekend. Now it ruins another day of bloody work.
Yeah, that's right, especially if you've got to front up to work tomorrow and cop all that criticism.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it just pours rain so I can have another day in bed.
That would be pretty, pretty sweet. But we'll start off with the news tonight. Your boy, O'Meara, back in 2 weeks, apparently.
I've got a lot of boys, apparently, Jono.
You are the boys club. You are the vanilla blondes, so.
Yeah.
But O'Meara back in full training with the squad. Rocket reckons 2 weeks he could be playing. We assume that's needful. But good for those who've held on to him. We're going to scoop him out of the pool.
You don't think Rocket will put him straight back into the AFL after freaking 2 years out?
I know. Is he that good?
Yeah, I'm not expecting much.
Another news for Hooley owners. He hopes to be back in 3 to 4 weeks. He's been back with the main group just kicking, but no marking. But he came out and revealed that he did this wrist injury, a couple of years ago against GWS, which he said it just hurt a little bit, pain went away, and then just flared up, and hello, 10 weeks and surgery.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting you're bringing these guys up, Jono, because if anyone's been reading the A Dozen Deals column, which we know we have been getting quite a few hits, actually ran through the prospects for all the long-term injured guys. And those two certainly feature on what I think in terms of trades and pickups and what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So get onto that and have a look. Also, what are your thoughts on the mid-season draft, Steve?
Oh, the trade period. I like it to a point, but I think it's going to be, you know, I mean, it's good. It can only be good, really.
Yeah, absolutely. But my only question is, how does it affect the salary caps and who's paying what and what's exchanged in regard to draft picks? But I'm sure the smart people at the AFL will nut that one out.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We see it with the American sports and, they can trade sort of through to the halfway point unrestricted, you know, aside from the salary cap situation. So I guess that's something they have to weigh into.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, you can spend over the salary cap as long as you're back under it again the next year. So, I don't know. It's
okay, I didn't know that.
Another challenge for the list managers.
Yeah, and good for those teams with Kohler, I guess.
Pretty handy.
Yeah.
And boatloads of draft picks.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't know what's going on with Ross Lyon. I don't know if he's taking his medication or what, but he's saying Sandy and Michael Johnson are certainties to play again this year. Why?
Well, I don't think Ross Lyon's a tanker.
No, he's not. I mean, they win this week, they'll be on close to level points with Collingwood, so, eh.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, you know, players get paid to play, like, Michael Johnson's probably iffy, but they're pushing these guys towards maybe milestones. But I like the idea that you want to breed a winning culture. I think that's really, really important.
Mm. And good for us fantasy players too.
It's especially fantastic.
Ross was saying Sandy's around that round 18-19, so right on the cusp of finals there, so really good.
Yeah, they're two premier players when they're on the park. Great. Good.
Yeah, and it looks like the Hawks are breeding a culture on their own with Brad Hill appearing in court again for being and fined $500 for driving while suspended with a suspended license.
Hey, we remember Arrest Swag. He scored okay that week. That's probably his best match of the year, so he could be primed for a performance against Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's pretty weird that the Hawks had no idea about it either, that he lost his license in the first place.
Well, you know, they just go missing. Things go missing, Jono.
Yeah, that's true. But at least he fessed up to it, and he's playing this week.
It's important to fess up to things once you get caught.
That's it. And unless you're Eddie McGuire who just flees the country.
That's... Hey, Skase. It's the Skase. It's a good plan.
That's it. He's gone to Mallorca, and we will never see him again.
Oh, please let it be true.
Can you imagine a Spanish version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with like a little Spanish porn mode? Yeah, right, I reckon.
That'd be funny.
But,
I was watching the Simpsons during the week where they make the film festival and they have Señor Spielbergo.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I always laughed at it. It'd be like that.
Yeah, exactly right. But if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors, and we had the heats for the biggest bust, draft bust for the year. We were down to the final four, was it yesterday? And who was it? Steph Martin, Brad Crouch, was it David Armitage, and I can't think of the last one.
Yeah, it was those guys and...
Cole Jackson?
Nah, Jack Redden.
Jack Redden. And at last look, it was Steph Martin just streaking ahead in that one.
Steph Martin won by a fair margin.
I don't know when 24 hours was off, but yeah, when I last looked, he was streaking ahead.
62% of the vote.
62%? Ouch.
But interestingly, would you say he had maybe the best chance to turn it around out of the four?
Yeah, especially who he's up against this week, even though Sean Hampton's been pretty good. Yeah, he's turning his form around, hopefully.
Maybe. There's a glimmer of hope.
There is a glimmer, and that's about it.
But thanks to everyone who took the time to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciated that. And you can head over to Facebook, where we are on facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there. Ask us any questions that you may like.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
But how about some captains, Jono?
How about we get onto the teams first?
Oh, the teams. Yeah, we've got to do that. Jesus.
ins and outs for the game starting in about half an hour, for those who were lucky enough. We've got the Crows taking on the Roos. You've got Brad Crouch in for the Crows. Out goes Season with a hamstring. And for the Roos, you got Swallow, Nahas, and Cunnington, with Wells, McDonald, and Magic omitted due to the torrential weather over there.
Yeah, just a note. This will be out whilst the match is on. Do you know?
Okay. No,
I can't edit whilst we're talking.
That would be a good skill set to have, though. tomorrow night, we've got the Pies taking on the Dockers with Hannah in and Tanner Smith out with an injury. In for the Pies, you got Cloak, Nathan Brown, James Ashe. Out goes Witts and Frost, who are omitted, and Barry Crocker out with a knee.
I actually don't like James Ashe. I mean, I don't see this being a James Ashe kind of game. I would have preferred, like, as a Collingwood fan, I prefer to see McCaffrey. I mean, if it's going to be wet, it's going to be contested. That's not James Ashe's skill set, really.
Nope, not really. And I feel like this is a setup to fail for Trav Cloak if the weather is going to be as predicted.
You know, but what are your expectations, Jono?
Not much.
So?
Not much at all.
Hit the contest, bring it to ground.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I suppose that's it.
His fantasy scores won't be much to like.
No. And moving on to the Saturday afternoon game at the G, you got the Tigers taking on the Lions with Nick Vostone, the red-headed freak, in, and Connor Menadue in with Corey. Yeah, you know my love for Vlossen is not great. Corey Ellis out of the groin and Daniel Rioli out for his grandfather's funeral. And for the Lions, you got Green, McStay, Hamill Mann, Matheson, and Harris Andrews in. Out goes Zorko for personal reasons. It's a big out. your boy Harwood with a knee, Clay Beams, Paparone omitted, and Cutler with a hamstring.
How is Harwood my boy?
Don't you just rave on about him, hoping he breaks out in fantasy-wise?
No, like, he had good numbers 2 years ago, so I picked him up last year, but I dropped him pretty goddamn quick. That's just a running joke, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
He's not my boy.
Probably Zorko, the biggest one, personal reasons. So we're not too sure what's going on there yet, but I'm sure we'll find out later on in the week.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. The salary cap no. players will be happy Matheson's in. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Moving on to the Twilight game on Saturday, you've got the Giants taking on the Blues. It'll be a pretty interesting game, I reckon, in this one, with Stevie J back, Reece Palmer also an in, and Big Mummy, an inclusion with Sam Reed out. Not good for those salary cap players who brought him in this week. Downey omitted, and Hopper is being managed, which means he's also being omitted. And you've got Tutt and Phillips in for the Blues with Armfield and Gorringe out with a groin and hip.
Yeah, you know, Reece Palmer's one of our favourite waiver wire players, I guess. So he could go all right this week, I guess.
Yeah, you reckon they'll throw Toby Green more pure mid this week, then, especially when you've got Stevie J and Palmer coming back in, you would think.
Oh, I don't know. It just makes them a bit more... hopefully their forward line a bit better, because they'll... pretty bad last week, really, for a lot of the game.
Yeah, yeah, they certainly were. Moving on to the Saturday night game at Etihad Stadium, with the Cats taking on St Kilda. You got two big forwards coming in Nick Riewoldt and Paddy McCartan, with Tom Lee and Pierce being omitted. And Cam Guthrie coming in after missing last week. And as we know, Josh Caddy is out with that knee injury.
Yeah, it's just gets worse for the Saints with their defensive injuries. I mean, man, Tomahawk, roll him out there.
Well, Kirsten, Donuts,
yeah,
any other forward.
Yeah. Yeah, Kirsten for sure, why not?
And also, I dare say, even the Geelong defenders, because St Kilda could be just be bombing it long inside 50, and you've got Enright, Taylor, Mackey, and all those just to cut it off and rebound. Hello, fantasy points, people.
Yeah, start your Cats. Start your Cats.
Yep. And to the most exciting game of the weekend down in Tassie, where you're going to be minus something or other, allegedly. You got the Hawks taking on the Suns. Big in... for the Hawks, you got Luke Hodge coming in after about 8 weeks out. And you got Whitecross, Langford, and Brand named on the interchange, with Cyril Rioli also missing for the grandfather's funeral. And for the Suns, you got Jared Grant, Hallahan, Shaw, Charlie Cameron, Ahmed Saad, and Aaron Hall from his sabbatical in the twos, with Lemons with a hamstring, Lonigan out who's sick, and Collar Jasny with concussion, which is still not good.
Yeah, no surprise they're not taking any chances with Collar Jasny. I imagine they'd be feeling pretty low about their chances in this one, Jono.
Oh, yeah, well, if you saw what happened last year, it was an absolute massacre.
I did see what happened. I remember they threw Tom Lynch back, and he actually played pretty well.
Yeah, and then back in the old days when the sub rules on Sun, the Hawks brought on their sub, and the sub had like 16 disposals in the last quarter, racked up 80 points. When the game was already off, so yeah, be interesting to see who they actually name. You would think Hodge gets a game in that one, and Aaron Hall, we've heard, is an absolute starter.
Yeah, well, they're both named on the field. It'd seem odd to, you know, can you imagine being the person say, "Oh, Hodgie, you didn't make the cut."
He would make the cut.
Yeah. What are you on, like, you're on 10-second delay again.
Really?
Yep. Let's get through it, though.
I can hear you fine.
Oh, well.
Ah! Moving on now to our Captain's Lounge, where we bring you the not-so-obvious captains of the week. And I'm going to start it off with Rory Sloane from the Adelaide Crows. Hold on to your hat, Stevie, because in Supercoach, Rory Sloane averages 116 in all his games against North Melbourne and 132 in his last five matches. That includes a score of 180, and in Dream Team, his last five, he averages 106 with a score of 145.
Those are some pretty massive numbers, Jono.
Certainly is. And no Benny Jacobs there to tag him.
Yeah, handy. Just before I start with mine, as always, Jono's doing the home teams, I'm doing the away teams. The away teams, you know, you can have Rocky, Danger, Ablett, and Goldie. They're all in the away category, but we shy away from the obvious ones, Jono.
We certainly do.
Okay, so my first choice is pretty unobvious. Michael Barlow.
Barlow, the ultimate tagger, reinvigorated.
Tagger. Jeez, he pumped out some big scores the last 2 weeks, though. Career against Collingwood, the average, 117 Dream Team, 116 Supercoach. His record at the G is phenomenal as well, Jono, believe it or not. So it's going to be wet conditions tomorrow night. Barlow should have about 47 tackles. You know, his disposal efficiency isn't great, but
It's wet and it's going to affect everyone.
I can live with it, man, but from, like, it's a oh, shit, I got Zorko on my list too. God damn it.
Whoops.
Well, I didn't, who could have predicted?
No, you couldn't have predicted that.
Oh. All right, I'll figure something out.
That's all right, I got a couple extras because last week when we did the teams, I had the home teams and it was a bit tough for me to pick captains and Steve had the easy run, whereas this week I've got a bit more of an easier run and Steve got some harder ones to pick out of the dust this week.
My second one's Danger. There you go.
Okay. Lock it in. Been averaging about 400 the last 3 weeks.
There you go.
My second choice is Dusty Martin. Averages 107 Supercoach, 100 Dream Team. He's been pretty good form before the bye rounds and against Brisbane, I cannot see that changing.
Yeah, I've got him captain for my team in our league of record, Jono, so I'm glad to hear you back that up.
Yep.
My next guy, this is Dream Team really only. Supercoach, I'm not so on it. That's Mitch Robinson.
Ooh, don't mind that.
Just in ripping, Nick, four of his last five scores are over 107.
Nice.
Which is pretty fantastic scoring for your Dream Team purposes. Against Collingwood, again, he's been playing that run-with role, and he's been scoring well in it. So he's being led to the ball. He's getting pure midfield time. Zorka out, that can only, you know, it shouldn't change anything, but can only help.
No, it's going to be a little bit wet on Saturday afternoon as well, so lots of tackles for Robinson.
Yeah, the only danger is Mitch Robinson knocks himself out. That's the only thing I can see going wrong. He should have 15 tackles, really.
And staying out late with one of his ex-Carlton teammates and getting to a punch on.
It's possible. Let's hope he does it after the game.
My next guy is another Richmond player. He's actually one of our favourites here on the Draft Doctors. That's the Richmond captain, Trent Cotchin. He averages 107 overall in Supercoach, 95 Dream Team. His last five score averages against the Lions, 126 Supercoach, 115 in Dream Team. And that includes scores of 133 and 144 Supercoach, and 138 and 119 in Dream Team.
Jesus Christ, I can't match up anywhere near your captains this week, Jono.
I'm just pulling them out. This is just a layup for me this week.
God damn. My next one's just... Oh. It's got Mitch Duncan.
All really? Right.
Mitch Duncan, he's money at the Docklands. Three games there this year, all hundreds, except for one last week he didn't reach the ton in Supercoach, but they're playing St Kilda. I expect them to absolutely blow St Kilda up.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the form they're in. We know Caddy's out. I feel like that's a good thing for Mitch Duncan. Like, we haven't seen a lot of goals from him this year.
No. And that's been hurting his scores, you would think.
Yeah, well, his possessions are up a little bit, but I just, I think I'd like to see, especially for Supercoach, I'd like to see him get on the end of a goal or two. I think they can certainly put up 20 goals in this match, so...
Sure.
Got no problem. I'd certainly rather captain someone else, but if I had to, Mitch Duncan could be a choice.
Next one for me, another layup here for me. Sam Mitchell averages 120 in Supercoach and 111 in Dream Team against the Gold Coast. And as we know, the Hawks love playing down there in Tassie, so he's going to tear it up.
Yeah, for sure. Have no problem captaining Sam Mitchell. This was going to be my risky pick, but I'll give you another risky one. But how about this guy, Jono? Our old mate, Donuts.
Donuts, that is Captain Risky to a T.
Is it? Is it, Jono? Because a career average of 110 Dream Team and 117 Supercoach says...
Against the Saints.
Against the Saints.
Holy moly.
Says, I can score, Jono.
Well, if you can... If he did what he did against the Bulldogs, then he should go ultra full ham against St Kilda, you would think.
I love the idea. I don't want to captain Donuts, but man, does the numbers back it up? I expect, I expect the Cats to win. He's an outside player. I expect it just to be an absolute track meet. Donuts, go. Go, son.
Donuts, go. Me for my next guy. It's so easy this week. I love it. My research is so easy. Jordan Lewis, 104 Supercoach average, 113 Dream Team against the Gold Coast Suns. Just, that's a slam dunk. Lock it in, people.
Shell and peas there, Jono. Risky pick. Oof. I don't know.
Big time.
Tomahawk?
Oh, no, I've got two risky picks here this week.
Tomahawk would be risky. That's all I got, man. Zorko threw me out.
That's all right. I've got, if you're looking for a couple of risky picks, I've got Shane Mumford, averages 113 Supercoach and 94 Dream Team against the Blues. His last five, he's probably more Supercoach than your Dream Team, averages 126 in his last five against the Blues there and only 97 in Dream Team.
Yeah, for sure. I could certainly get on board with that.
If you really want to put your balls on the line, this is the guy for you. I went past different opposition. I looked at his scores at the ground. And this guy's Luke Hodge at Tasmania. You've got a 114 average in Supercoach, 97 Supercoach. Dream Team, sorry. His last four scores in Tassie for Supercoach. 79, 165, 130, and 177. And his scores for Dream Team are 82, 148, 131, and 159. So if you really want to roll the dice, chuck it on Luke Hodge.
Yeah, I don't have... if dice is a metaphor, my dice aren't big enough to do that.
But moving on now to our late week pickups. Probably not really going to affect you this week, but if you've got the rolling lockout... It will. So starting off with me this week, liking Zach Tui in 65% of teams. The ball should be coming in quite a bit in that Carlton defence this week. Next guy for me is Daniel Talia. A bit of a risky one, but he's in 56% of teams, but being a wet game tonight, you're going to think they're going to be just pumping the ball in, so he could get a couple of cheap marks and rebounding possessions there. Another defender for me, as we mentioned earlier, we've got the Saints playing Geelong. Saints should be pumping that ball long inside defence. Harry Taylor, 57% of teams, should be in your pools there. Moving on to a couple of forwards. Geelong person there is Shane Kirsten in 51% of the teams. Should get on the end of a few. You've also got Rory Lobb. Did pretty well last week in both forms. Might get take a bit of a hit with Mumford back, but could go full ham in that four line, which we've seen him do before. Bit of an interesting one. I've got Sean Hampson for the Tigers, only in 48% of the leagues, but been in really good form the last few weeks. Pretty good ruck ruckman as well. And the old kegs on legs, Jonathan Segler, up against our boy Tommy Nipples. Could go pretty well down there in Tassie. And James Sicily, 26% of teams, should tear apart that Gold Coast defence.
Yeah, there's some great picks, Jono. I've certainly got some interest in Sicily as well. I've got some forwards here if they're available. Some of them will, some of them won't be. Tomahawk against the Saints, Ballantyne against the Pies. Really like that one, actually, is a late one. Puopolo against Gold Coast, Conker against Brisbane. I know he scored pretty well last week. I think he gets every chance. Griffiths against Brisbane.
Like.
And for the mids, I've got Jack Chris might be in your pool. Someone might have dropped him last week. Brad Hill against Gold Coast. Ryan Bastanac against Richmond. Lewis Taylor. Now, this Lewis Taylor is an interesting one because Zorko got dropped. He might see some more midfield time inside the centre square. Also, Levi Greenwood's a guy who might have been dropped last week. People looking to make wins for the mids. I think it's going to be a wet game tomorrow night, so that probably suits his skill set. For the defenders, from Collingwood, you've got Marley Williams and Braden Maynard. Cats, you've got Tom Ruggles, Jordan Murdoch. Hayden Crozier against Collingwood. We know defenders are scoring well against Collingwood, although he is listed as a forward, so don't let that confuse you. And Adam Saad is in for Gold Coast as well. Halfbacks can score against Hawthorn. And just for the Rucks, Zach Clark against Collingwood. Rucks have been scoring pretty well against Collingwood so far. And also, our old mate, Reece Palmer. Don't snooze on Reece Palmer. He can score good in the right matchups. This feels like an okay matchup against Carlton, especially at home for GWS.
Yeah, and they'll be looking to bounce back against that semi-pauper performance against the Bombers last week.
Yeah, I would think so, Jono. We've got some footy to watch, my man.
Yeah, I just switched it over to Channel 7. They're in the rooms now, so... No questions this week?
No questions.
No questions. That wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors and hit the like button there, and please leave us a question, leave us a review. We love reading them out on air.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we got one question from Fantasy Oz. He asked if we're fans of James Aish. He's been putting up good numbers in the VFL. I feel like he's a hard guy to own, Jono. What are your thoughts on Aish?
Exactly right. Aish. Horrible. We said at the start of the year that his opportunities are going to be hard to come by. Yeah, he's been putting up good numbers in the VFL, but AFL is a completely different standard. Love to see him get a good run for at least 3 or 4 weeks before making a good, a proper analysis on him.
Yeah, and I don't think this is exactly the week to grab him, like we mentioned with the weather. The talent's there, I guess.
No, he's more. He loves that outside ball, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I think Collingwood have a stack of those inside grunt midfielders, so they need him on the outside, but it just doesn't feel like he's getting the volume at the moment to warrant being picked.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But do keep an eye on him, but just remember there are a lot of injured players coming back in the next couple of weeks, and something we're definitely going to talk about after the bye rounds.
Yeah, so that'll just about do it, I guess.
Yep. Good luck to everyone this week, and we'll see you on Monday.